Welcome back to The Brief by Kuro House, your daily dose of marketing insight and industry intelligence. Today, we're diving into the latest experiments in AI-powered content, the evolving strategies publishers are using to stay visible in a world of AI search, and how major ad tech players are reimagining transparency and interoperability. Let's get into the details. First up, Forbes is making waves with its new AI-powered audio experience, as reported by Digiday. The publisher has launched The Daily Brief, a 5-minute podcast on its homepage that turns the top 3 stories of the day into audio summaries. The process starts with Forbes' internal AI tool, Bertie, which selects and summarizes stories. But crucially, a human editor reviews every episode before it goes live, ensuring quality and accuracy. A lesson Forbes took to heart after watching the Washington Post's own AI podcast experiment, Your Personal Podcast, face criticism for errors and hallucinations. Forbes' Lauren Sonny, SVP of Product and Tech, says their approach is about extending journalism's reach, not replacing it, and making sure writers still get the credit. On the business side, Forbes is actively pitching the product to advertisers, exploring pre-roll ads and sponsorships. Glenn Rubenstein of Adopter Media points out that human oversight is key for credibility, but the big question is whether listeners will actually tune in. Since its May 29th launch, The Daily Brief has quickly become one of the top 5 most engaged features on Forbes' homepage. That's not the only AI innovation Forbes has rolled out. They recently relaunched their real-time billionaires database, turning it from a static list into an interactive, AI-powered product with cohort filters, biographies, and editorial content. The result? Interaction rates jumped 5-fold, click-throughs soared from 1% to 24%, and average time on page is up to 2 minutes. The revamped database hit 1 million page views in its first month, and Forbes is now seeking sponsorships for this product as well. Sonny calls this the new way of doing software and product development, emphasizing rapid, AI-assisted iteration without sacrificing editorial standards. Meanwhile, over at USA Today Company, the battle to stay ahead in AI-driven search is in full swing, according to another Digiday piece. Their strategy for the FIFA World Cup 2026 is all about speed, using AI-assisted shell files to pre-write articles and be first out the gate when news breaks. The idea is to get traffic spikes before Google's AI overviews can aggregate and summarize the news, which typically happens within 4 hours of an event. The process involves AI pulling subheads, photos, and links from USA Today's archives, with editors assembling these into ready-to-go templates. During the 2026 Winter Olympics, this approach helped USA Today dominate breaking news, generating 116 million page views across its network, with the flagship site up 82% from the previous games. The first-mover advantage is huge. Google News tends to treat the original publisher as the canonical source, and AI overviews use those same search results as input. For the World Cup, USA Today has reporters in all 16 host cities, dedicated newsletters, and a podcast, aiming for stories that are authoritative and unique, so they stand out beyond just SEO tactics. Editorial director Alicia Del Gallo expects a major traffic bump, especially with the US co-hosting, but acknowledges it may not reach the heights it could have before AI overviews started siphoning off clicks. Still, by combining AI speed with strong journalism, USA Today is determined to maximize its window of opportunity. On the ad tech front, Yahoo DSP is launching what it calls an agent network, as detailed in Digiday. This new feature connects advertisers with AI-powered tools from 23 ad tech partners, covering everything from audience targeting and campaign activation to creative and measurement workflows. The move is part of Yahoo's broader, yours, mine and ours, AI strategy, which allows advertisers to use Yahoo's native agents, bring their own, or mix and match via OpenAPIs and model context protocols. Launch partners include industry heavyweights like DoubleVerify, Integral Ad Science, Cocava, MediaOcean's Anovid, MIQ, PMG, LiveRamp, and Snowflake. Adam Rudman, Yahoo's general manager for DSP, emphasizes that the goal isn't to lock buyers into a proprietary system, but to give them choice and control. Most of these agentic tools aren't making autonomous decisions about budgets or strategy. Instead, they're streamlining workflows and automating operational tasks. That said, there's a real risk of fragmentation. 23 partners could mean more complexity, not less. Rudman acknowledges this tension, noting that while advertisers are excited by AI innovation, many are overwhelmed by the sheer number of options. Yahoo is betting on interoperability, positioning the agent network to work alongside agency-built systems and other external technologies rather than replacing them. With the Cannes Lions Festival coming up, expect to hear a lot more about competing visions for AI in media buying, but Yahoo's pitch is clear. Open, interoperable, and advertiser first. That's it for today's brief. The common thread running through all these stories is the interplay between AI innovation and human oversight. Whether it's publishers racing to beat AI in search, media companies experimenting with new formats, or ad tech platforms striving for transparency and choice. As AI becomes ever more integrated into our workflows, the winners will be those who can harness its speed and scalability without losing sight of quality, trust, and user experience. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow with more insights from the world of marketing.